everybody, welcome to another episode of Checkpoint XP on Campus. I am your host, Norris Hauer. We're bringing you the latest in college esports news and everything happening in collegiate esports. I'm joined alongside my partner in crime, as usual, Jacob Brothers, out in sunny Las Vegas. Jacob, what's going on?
Yo, what up?
Yeah, and we got some really special guests coming to us from the University of Utah, their Overwatch team. We have Dimitri Dog21Dobai, and we have Andrew Andy Barbie. They are coming from Utah, as I said, the Overwatch squad. So welcome to the show, you guys.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah, and the first thing I want to ask, obviously, is you guys are one of the top Overwatch teams in the country. You played out at the Harrisburg Invitational. Didn't necessarily get the result that you guys wanted, but you're still one of the top teams, considered one of the top teams in the country. Why do you think you guys have been able to have some success over the past few semesters?
I'll go first. Personally, I attribute it a lot to our coaching and honestly just kind of dumb luck. We kind of, you know, just a really solid roster kind of fell into our lap. And we've just kind of evened out the creases over time, developed a lot of synergy and haven't had that many roster changes over the past few years. And that's pretty much it, because a lot of these other schools like Harrisburg, Northwood now coming out of nowhere, and Maryville have put a lot more monetary investment and backing from the university itself into scouting and recruiting and, you know, actively building a really powerful roster that we really haven't done. We have gotten some support. We do have a pretty nice practice facility, and you know, we're pretty lucky to have that, but you know, we're definitely underdogs as far as the amount of investment that those other schools are giving.
Well, I definitely want to ask that, because that's a point that I don't think we've hit on hard enough when it comes to talking to a lot of college esports athletes, is that, you know, are you guys aware of maybe some of the disparities between schools? You know, like you said, Northwood and Harrisburg have put more investment into their teams in terms of scouting and facilities. For you guys, you're still at a big school, a Power 5 school. But, you know, when you go up against a Maryville who essentially has gone all in on their esports program, are you guys aware of those sort of disparities, or is it just one of those we play who's in front of us type situations?
So I can take this one. Yeah, we're aware that they have a lot more monetary funding and they scout out players and all that, but we don't really mind, because we know that we can stand up to them even though we're just a bunch of kids that are going to school just for education and we just happen to be good at the game. So that's lucky for us, but yeah, and a lot of the times we can take them on, which is actually really surprising how they've had hours and hours of scouting and we're just like a ragtag team of people and we're still good enough to be amongst them, you know.
Yeah, you guys absolutely destroy, because we've seen the Collegiate Clash and how you guys just put on a show for basically 8 weeks. So then when it comes to the teams like Maryville and Harrisburg, what do you think is that like hump for you guys? Like, what do you think is where you guys struggle?
I think our biggest struggle is that they put a lot more hours into being able to practice than we're able to, because I know a lot of our teammates have restrictions because all of our priorities are with school and school first, and getting our education, doing well in classes. And I know, like I've seen in forums and discords, that they're looking for scrims all the time, most of the Maryville and Harrisburg, that they scrim a lot more than us. We're only able to scrim probably 2 to 3 times a week, unlike other teams. So I feel like if we had more scrim time against a lot better teams, then we might be able to get over the hump. But we're still struggling, kind of being complacent in like a plateau right now.
And Andy, yeah. You're a nursing major, right?
Yes, I am.
So first off, it's absolutely incredible that you are like a Moira god and also a nursing major. There's no way we can't talk about that. That's magic. But what is it like trying to manage that kind of a workload with being on a collegiate Overwatch team?
It's definitely difficult. So Cool ABC, our other DPS player, is also a nursing major.
Oh.
And so both of our schedules are pretty tough, but his is a little bit more tough than mine. But it's definitely tough sometimes getting a balance between the two. But it's doable, yeah. I usually just practice at nights and then schoolwork during the day, stuff like that, you know. So yeah. It's kind of like a 50-50 split, but I've been able to manage it well, yeah.
It's impossible for me not to make a connection between somebody who's a nursing major and also maining a support. That just feels like that's what it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
But I want to ask, you know, more specifically, and Daw21, this question is more so for you. You guys got a lot of tanks in the lineup. Are you guys communicating to one another about strategies and whatnot? As you guys say, you don't scrim as much as some of the other teams. So are you guys sort of talking shop with each other and working things out inside of the team before maybe you scrim with someone? Or is it a lot of we kind of practice on our own time, then do a practice, and then we go out and play?
It's, you know, in the past, it's been a lot of just, you know, we'll take it in stride, we'll see what happens, we'll just in the match. But after our performance in the Harrisburg tournament last weekend, we have brought up the idea of doing more like video reviews of our practices and trying to get a little bit more strategic to, you know, just try and keep up with, you know, the titans of the collegiate scene. So we are definitely thinking about putting a little bit more, you know, homework time into strategy instead of trying to take it on the fly like we have been.
Yeah, I want to ask about that because your lineup is usually pretty solid, as you mentioned a little bit ago, but your tank besides you is almost always different. If it's a Nightmare or Flame Turtle or Zombie. So is that because of just the on the fly approach, or is it just like, you know what, I think this player is going to do really good today, let's put him in?
Our main tank role has actually unfortunately been like the only kind of flaky, you know, again, just kind of luck of the draw, just there aren't a lot of good main tanks in Utah, I guess. Utah's been going through a dry spell with that lately. So we've been, you know, switching a lot of people around. We have a lot of gifted, flexible players, and it's more of just, you know, with new metas and new strategies, plays to people's different strengths. So we're in a little bit of an experimentational mode right now.
For sure. And go on that, like, we had Nightmare at first for a couple years, and then he graduated. And then we had Pioneer, who came over.
Right.
He was a transfer student. He goes to the campus in Korea. So he came over here for a couple of semesters, and we had him. But then he had to go back. And then now we have Zombie and Flame Turtle, and we're kind of just switching up between the two because since we don't have that much practice time, we don't know which one like flows better. So we're just kind of trying to figure it out so as we go, you know?
Yeah. And so the last thing I want to, you know, talk to you guys about is TESPA. Obviously, for Overwatch, TESPA is arguably the biggest thing that there is to win for the collegiate scene. You guys are really strong out in the West, really strong, you know, around your sort of area schools. But there are those big East, more Eastern schools. As you guys prepare for everything coming up with TESPA and the season gets started in earnest, outside of the tank thing that you guys just mentioned, what do you think you guys need to work on the most to appear once more in those later stages and knockouts of TESPA?
I think we just need to stay hungry, honestly. Just keep grinding, keep practicing as hard as we can, and I mean, we can stack up to these teams. It's just like minute errors in our play that we just need to iron out that ends up making or breaking a series for us in our experience. So
for sure.
Do you have anything else to add on that, Andy?
Yeah, I think it's just little mistakes that we make every single time, and I think playing against those bigger name teams like those like Harrisburg or Maryville or Northwood, I think sometimes we get too distracted by their name, and then we kind of don't focus on the team, and like we don't focus on the game. Like, I don't know, we played against Maryville in the semifinals of the Harrisburg Fest, and we weren't streamed or anything, but it was a 3-0. They beat us 3-0, but every single map was close. It could have been 3-0 the other way just as easily because of one fight or one mistake, you know? And we've definitely gotten a lot better. Every single time we play them or Harrisburg, we get closer and closer to beating them. So it's just these little mistakes that I think we just get mentally boomed right off the start just from the name of them, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think just fixing that.
Right. And then a last question for me, because this is a question that not only players can answer. So you guys have been in the Collegiate Clash. You've been in the Harrisburg Invitational. You've been in TESPA, and you're about to be in TESPA again. Out of, like, those tournaments, how has the infrastructure been? Because for some shows, you can, like, see just how well it's put together, and for some, how not well it's put together. So how have those tournaments been for you guys as players participating in those tournaments?
I think it's a lot easier for us because we have our manager Evie and our coach Evie that take care of all the behind the scenes stuff, so we don't really have to worry about anything like that. So she take care of all the getting us logged in, registered, when we're supposed to meet up, who we're supposed to add, get ready for the lobby. So it's really nice having a great manager and coach like that. But out of the tournaments we played, and I think the most well together tournament we had was the Harrisburg tournament. They were awesome about everything. And it was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're super lucky to have a manager like Evie, because I know that I heard that Northwood had to forfeit a match to some like no name community college because they just weren't aware of a match that they had the other week. So
yeah,
we're lucky that we don't have to deal with that. But yeah, the Harrisburg tournament was really really well put together.
Yeah, and for us as spectators and folks covering it, they made it easy for us as well. But Andy and Dog 21 from the University of Utah's Overwatch team, thank you so much, guys, for joining us today on the show. If folks want to follow you guys on social media, what's your social medias where they can find you?
I'm the Andrew Barbie on Twitter.
I'm a Dog 21 on Twitter. Yeah, hit us up. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.